direct from St. Louis. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2018, brought to you by Google. Our friends at Google are working hard to create great technology products for everyone. They're inviting you to participate in Google User Research Studies, where you can help shape the future of accessible products and features and get rewarded for it. Check out our tweet for the sign-up link at blindbargains or head to google.com/userresearch. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
ACB 2018, I found Cody Mitchell. He is a sales manager for IREAT, and they have a product they brought in called Synaptic. Hey, Cody, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, JJ, how you doing?
Doing good. What is Synaptic?
So Synaptic is an accessible app for Android. Okay. It can be placed on any Android device with Android version 4.0 or higher. So Android version 4.0 was released late in 2011, so it'd have to be, you know, any device purchased after that would work just fine.
Pretty much any phone you're going to get now.
Pretty much, yeah, any phone that you're getting nowadays. And so, as I mentioned, it is for Android. So what it does is it makes a simplified interface. And so what you would have is it's super high contrast, big print. It puts everything in a list format. It also has, you know, the speech feedback, so it'll announce everything you're doing on there. Completely customizable interface. So there's certain features in there, such as like it has a Skype feature, you know, Facebook and all that. If someone isn't using those types of things too much, you can just eliminate them off of the main menu. It also has a video magnifier feature built into it with OCR. So you can basically turn your tablet or your phone into a handheld video magnifier.
Would you say this is more of a low vision product as opposed to a blindness product, or would it work for either?
I would say so. I mean, the main customer base I've sold to is going to be low vision users. It's also, I've seen it, it's great for elderly people who are kind of getting into the smartphone world and are a little, you know, if you're intimidated by newer technology and whatnot, it's a great stepping stone to get people used to it.
Sure, because a lot of people, they like the simplicity of a phone, but they want to do some things. They want to do texting, or they want to maybe do Skype, or, you know, things like that.
Exactly. And what I found with it is, you know, like I said, people who are intimidated, once they realize that it makes things so much easier, a lot of times people are more open to learning new things. And so I've had people, you know, that start using Facebook and browse and surfing the web and all that, and using it for emails and all that stuff too.
Now, is this related? Is this similar software, the same software? You also sell a phone that has, you know, a keypad and things like that. We talked about that earlier. Is that related to this, or is that a different product entirely?
That is a different phone. That is the Capsys Smart Vision 2.
Sure. And so, all right. So we talked about that in Florida, and that's a phone for people who might want the physical buttons. This is still going to end up mostly on a touchscreen device.
Yes, sir.
Sir. Do you have certain phones that you think it runs best on, or do you sell it with a specific phone?
We sell it on Samsung devices. They are optimized for Samsung devices. So we have the J series. We sell it on the Samsung J2, the J4, and as well as the Galaxy S7.
So a few different price points, lower end or higher end.
Yes, and then the J4 is about the same specs as the J2. It just has a half inch. The screen is a half inch bigger. So if you're just looking for a bigger display and whatnot. And then the S7 is the premium version phone. So it's a little bit higher price point, but the specs in it, it'll run better, basically.
Look, from a technical standpoint, it's a replacement home screen with a whole bunch of customized apps, essentially, right? And
basically,
you can go off into Android if you wanted to.
Exactly. So you can auto start it. So you can start up Synaptic when you fire up the phone, or you can just access it just like an app. You know, just select it. And then, yeah, if a user is comfortable with using, you know, their Android device in the Android environment, of course, you can back out a Synaptic program and use the Android side.
So your Synaptic, I'm assuming, is self-voicing, and then if you went into Android, you can get TalkBack?
Exactly.
Great. And how much is the software?
So the full version is $399 for the software.
Okay.
And then we do have a light version, which is $199. Which the difference between the two is the full version is going to have the video magnifier feature with OCR built into it.
Okay.
And the light version is just basically, it's simplified, just big print, high contrast.
Sure.
And just has a speech feedback as well.
Okay. And is there a demo available?
There is.
Would you go to Google Play to get that, or contact you guys? Or?
So you can find it on our website at IREAT.com.
Okay.
And they have a 15-day trial of the software that you can try out on your device at home.
And basically you would kind of, there's a way to download it and install it on your phone, and then if you like it, you keep it. If not, you can
exactly
remove it and go back to what you have.
Yeah, so it's got a, you download it, install it on your phone, and then it has the 15-day trial, and then it just, once the 15-day trial is up, you either purchase it or it just goes away.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. Again, IRIE-AT.com for more information. Thank you so much.
Thanks, AJ.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.